This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, July 28th, God's word for you today is take position. Our scripture reading is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11 to 12, and it says, like an eagle that rouses her chicks and hovers over her young, so he spread his wings to take them up and carry them safely on his pinions. The Lord alone guided them. They followed no foreign gods. We're in a new season. God is lifting us on eagle's wings. Over the next few days, we will start by laying the foundation for getting on eagle's wings and laying the foundation on how to be carried on eagle's wings. Let's humble our hearts, open our hearts, and receive not the incising words of men, but the engrafted word of the living God that is able to save our souls and give us an inheritance among them that are sanctified. This season is very, very precious, and I believe it is also precious to God. We will press into all that God has for us at this time and beyond. Exodus chapter 19, verse 3 to 6 says, then Moses climbed the mountain to appear before God. The Lord called to him from the mountain and said, give these instructions to the family of Jacob. Announce it to the descendants of Israel. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians. You know how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, if you will obey me and keep my covenant, you will be my own special treasure from among all the peoples on earth, for all the earth belongs to me. And you will be my kingdom of priests, my holy nation. This is the message you must give to the people of Israel. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that in every area of your life and in that particular situation, the God of heaven will carry you on eagle's wings. In the mighty name of Jesus, he will lift you and carry you above the storms, carry you above the struggles, carry you on eagle's wings. In the mighty name of Jesus, God cares. God loves you. God loves us so much that he bears us up on his wings and carries us on eagle's wings. So, we are going to examine how to position ourselves to be carried on eagle's wings. How do you live life on eagle's wings? Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. God will direct your path. From this passage, we see four phrases that show us how to position ourselves to be guided by God, or better still, to be on God's wings, so that as he glides, we are guided inadvertently. God wants our lives to be without all the attacks of the enemy and far away from all the storms of life. God wants our lives to be filled with his joy and his bliss. These four phrases are four things that we have to inculcate in our lives to abide on eagle's wings, so that as God carries us, we are fully secure on eagle's wings. We will delve into these four phrases beginning tomorrow. Let us pray. Father, carry me on your wings this season. Lead me, guide me, because you alone are my God. And you alone are Lord in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.